Luke chapter 24, verses 1 to 12. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. But they didn't believe the woman, because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away, wondering to himself what had happened. Well, I don't know about you, but I love jigsaws. And today we're going to do an Easter jigsaw. And we've got it up here, but we've got a piece missing, and we're going to try and find the missing piece of the jigsaw that completes this Easter picture. But first we need to remember the story. You see, over the last number of weeks, we've been thinking about Jesus in the days leading up to when he died. We saw Jesus eat the Passover meal with his disciples. We saw Judas in the garden coming up to Jesus to kiss him so that he might be arrested. We saw Peter in the courtyard of the high priest saying three times that he didn't know Jesus. We heard the leaders making up all sorts of wrong things about Jesus, and we saw Pilate hand him over to be killed on a cross on the Friday. But in our story today, we fast forward to the Sunday morning, and we're told that some of the women who were Jesus' friends got up really early in the morning and brought spices to Jesus' tomb. They were planning on putting the spices over Jesus' dead body as a way of showing that they loved him. But when they got to the tomb, they find that the great big stone that had been over the entrance of the tomb had been rolled away. The tomb was open. How strange. And they went in. Hello? Hello? Anybody? Hello? It wasn't just open. It was empty. Jesus' body had gone. What was going on? What is the missing piece that completes our Easter picture? What's the missing piece of the jigsaw? What was going on? Well, different people have different ideas as to what had happened. Some people say that this is the missing piece. They say that the woman got confused and got lost. They needed a map, but they got lost, and they went to the wrong tomb. You know, we all get mixed up sometimes, don't we? Perhaps grown-ups, you'll know you go to visit someone for the first time, and you knock on the door, and the door opens, and you say, "Oh, is John there?" They say, "No, you've gone to the wrong house." We all get mixed up sometimes. Well, some people say that's what happened to the woman. They went to the wrong tomb. They got lost. They got mixed up. Well, does that piece fit? Let's have a think. Well, of course, it's possible to make that mistake when it's just you by yourself, isn't it? But there wasn't just one woman at the tomb. There were at least three. And if they'd gone to the wrong tomb, at least one of them would have said, "Hey, do you think this is the right tomb? Do you think we've got the right place?" And in any case, these women knew exactly where Jesus' tomb was. Why? Because they'd been there on the Friday evening after Jesus died. We're told in chapter 23 that these women who had come with Jesus from Galilee followed Joseph and saw the tomb and how Jesus' body was laid in it. They knew where his tomb was. So does this piece fit the jigsaw? No, it really doesn't fit the jigsaw at all. It doesn't work as an explanation. The women didn't go to the wrong tomb. So what happens? Well, some people say that this is the missing piece of the jigsaw. They say that the women jumped to the wrong answer. They say that the women had been expecting to find Jesus alive. And when they saw an open, empty tomb, they didn't stop to think, but straight away said, oh, well, Jesus must be alive again. Like this person in the picture who wakes up on Sunday morning and says, let's go find the risen Jesus, because they were expecting to find Jesus alive. That's what some people say is the missing piece to the jigsaw. Because when you think, when you really think something's going to happen, you can be led to believe it very easily. That's what happened to my friend Pete. My friend Pete, one Saturday afternoon, parked his car in a really dark, dangerous-looking car park. He didn't want to, but there was no other spaces for him to park. So that's where he parked it. And he went away to watch some football. But the whole time that he was watching football, he couldn't help but think about his car. I'm sure someone's going to be breaking into my car. I can just imagine, I can just see it happening. So a thief taking my car and stealing it. He kept on thinking that this would happen. Anyway, he came back after watching football, and sure enough, just as he goes into the car park, what does he see but a thief in his car driving it away? So he runs after it. Stop, that's my car. He even opened the car door. Get out, that's my car. Now, as he was doing this, he noticed that this car thief was wearing a seatbelt. He thought, that's a bit strange, a kind of law-abiding kind of car thief. Anyway, get out, get out. He noticed as well that this thief had even brought a kind of pink fluffy thing to put over the rear-view mirror, which he thought, very cheeky to do that in my car. Get out, get out. And then he realized this wasn't a thief stealing his car. This was just some poor man driving his own car, which happened to be the same color and make as my friend Pete's car. How do you get out of that one? You see, my friend Pete expected his car to be stolen. He thought that it was going to happen. He was sure of it. And so when he saw something that looked a little bit like his car being stolen, he didn't stop to think, is that really my car? He didn't stop and think about it. He jumped very quickly to the wrong answer. And some people say that the women at the tomb did the very same. And the men, the apostles, Jesus' disciples, they all fully expected Jesus to be alive again. They say that on the Saturday, they must have been just counting down the hours until they could find him alive again. And that on the Easter Sunday morning, they woke up and thought, great, it's Easter Sunday, let's go and find the risen Jesus. And these people say that so when they saw the open and empty tomb, they didn't stop to think, but jumped to the wrong answer. He must be alive. Well, does this piece fit? Well, we've got to have a think about it, because actually neither the woman or the men were expecting to find Jesus alive. Maybe they should have, but they weren't. They were expecting to find a dead body. So on the Friday evening, the woman had spent loads of time and money preparing spices that they might put it on Jesus' dead body, because they were expecting to find him dead. And on the Sunday, when they find the tomb open and empty, they don't say, well, Jesus must be alive. They're confused. We're told in verse 4 that they wondered about this. What was going on? It's only after the angels appear to them and remind them of what Jesus said that they finally believe. So they're slow to believe. And the men too, when the women run and tell them what they saw, the men don't say, oh great, well Jesus must be alive then. They should have, but they don't. They dismiss it. Verse 11 tells us they thought they were talking nonsense. Are you kidding? No way. That couldn't have happened, they said. They only believe after they meet the risen Jesus. So this wasn't wishful thinking. This wasn't what they were thinking at all. So does this piece fit the jigsaw? No, it's completely different, isn't it? This piece doesn't fit either. Well, some people suggest then that this piece must be the missing piece. They say that the disciples were lying and making up the story about Jesus rising from the dead. Like this person, using their imagination to write a story once upon a time with their pen in their hand, making up a story. Does this piece fit? Well, again, let's have a think. Now, boys and girls, here's a question for you to answer. Tell me, who was it who saw the empty tomb and the angels first? Was it the men, that's an M for men, or was it the woman, W for woman? Tell me, was it the men or was it the woman? Yeah, I can see lots of W's. It was the woman. Now, that is really, really important. Because we've got to know that back then, people thought women didn't know anything. They thought women couldn't be trusted. So when a woman said, hey, that man stole a piece of fruit from the market, people back then would have said, no, we can't trust you because you're a woman. Now, Jesus certainly didn't think like that. And we know today that, of course, women can be trusted. But back then, that's what people thought. So imagine for a moment that the disciples did lie about the resurrection and use their imagination to make up this untrue story. Peter says, hey guys, I've got an idea. Let's pretend that Jesus is alive. Let's make up a story. Who should we say were the first people to see the empty open tomb? And one of the other disciples say, well, let's say it was a man, because people might believe that. And someone else says, even better, let's say it was two important men. People will really believe that. But no one would have said, well, let's say it was the woman, because back then people didn't trust women. So if you were making up a story about a resurrection to get people to believe in Jesus, you would never have talked about women being the first people to see the empty tomb. Because to people back then, it just didn't sound believable at all. It actually put people off believing. You only say that the women were the first people at the tomb if that was what really happened. So does this piece fit our jigsaw and complete the picture? No, it really doesn't. This piece doesn't fit at all either. Now, the only piece that fits, the only explanation that actually works, is the one given by the angels, who say, why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. This is the only piece that fits the story that Jesus really was alive. We can be really, really sure that Jesus really did rise from the dead. It's the only piece that fits. Well, so what? What does this mean for us? Well, it means lots of things, but I'm just going to focus on one thing. You see, this shows us that Jesus is the Son of Man. That is, that he is the king forever. You see, all other kings and queens in history, they only rule for a while before they die. So maybe you've heard of William the Conqueror. He was king of England from 1066 to 1087. When he died, he was king for a while. Or maybe you've heard of Louis the 14th. He was king of France from 1643 to 1715. And then he died. He was king for a while. But King Jesus isn't like them. He wasn't king for a while because he didn't stay dead. He's king forever. See, the resurrection tells us that Jesus is the Son of Man. That is, that he's God's forever, king of everyone, everywhere. And that means that even today, 2,000 years later, he's still the king. It means he's my king, and it means he's your king. And he's our king, whether we realize that or not. Well, how should we treat God's forever king of everywhere? Well, we should do what the disciples do right at the end of this chapter. They worship him. What does that mean, to worship Jesus? Well, it means we should turn to him for the forgiveness of our sins. He is so ready and willing to do that. It means we should praise him and love him with all of our hearts. It means we should seek to live his way all day, every day, in the big things and in the small things, giving him our lives, serving him with everything that we've got, thinking, how does my king want me to live? What could I do to please him? You see, we can be really, really sure that Jesus really did rise from the dead, proving that he's God's forever king of everyone, everywhere. So let's be those who worship him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that we can know for sure that Jesus is alive, that he really did rise from the dead. And we praise him as your king, your forever king of everyone, everywhere. Help us be those who serve him, who trust him, and who love him with all of our hearts. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to have our final song now, celebrating this reality that Jesus really is alive. He has risen. Thank you.
To the throne, he's coming back to reign. God so they could see that was defeated. Jesus had died, was buried, the grace is gone. Jesus gave all to save the lost. Jesus, he has risen, death is not the end. Jesus, he has risen, to the throne he's coming back to reign. Jesus, he has risen, death is not the end. Jesus, he has risen, to the throne he's coming back to reign.
Well, it has been really, really good to have us together for the short time this morning to celebrate Easter. But as we finish, a verse from Revelation of the risen Lord Jesus. To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb, the risen Lord Jesus, God's forever King, be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever. Amen.